together. I mean, I was pretty used to looking at some of those homes up there. When I first walked into that basement utility room in the downstairs up there, I was taken aback. I'm like, oh my God, this is a total, like the boilers, you know, half a foot from the electrical box, you know, the main electrical box, and there's 25 add-on little fuse boxes to the main electrical, and I'm like, oh my God, this whole room just needs to be nuked.
And if you go online and look up houses being rewired and stuff like that, you'll see some horror story videos where people's houses would catch fire and stuff. Somebody would put a nail through the wall. Sure. Well, they struck the knob and tube wiring, and they got electrocuted and lit the wall on fire. And every video with the licensed experts, the ones that put videos up teaching caution, they say, if you got knob and tube, pull that stuff out. And then they point to the video and say, this is why.
Well, you can deactivate it all, too, and run ROMX or do whatever, but all the plaster's cracked everywhere, so, the whole house needs to come down, do its kind of studs, so you can pull all that crap out, rewire it, replumb it. I already did kind of replumb it. I ran PEX everywhere and bypassed the old 1900s galvanized crap that looked like some 140-year-old's artery just to have working plumbing because it wasn't really working well at all. But, the electrical is a mess. The heating's a mess. The, yeah, it